Good evening. Let's start our worship in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day you give us. Thank you for all the victories that we have in you from morning till now. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. We come before the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to bless this worship. We invite your Spirit to be there in the middle of us. We pray also, God, that gives strength to the rest of our brothers and sisters who are working still, and also guide us in direction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us to continue to do the work of yours. I pray for the protection of the jobs and the visas of our brethren, all of them. Lord, those who are having struggle in their work, make a way, O God, that they'll be guided, they'll be helped, and they'll be supported in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you lead us and guide us to continue to evangelize, to continue to do the work of yours and your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We pray, O God, for also your protection from any sicknesses, from diseases, from coronavirus. We pray that you will continue to help us to understand your will and your ways in our lives. Oh God, I pray for more souls to be converted. I pray for more people to repent and come to you and to be willing to receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that you will give us more gifts of the Holy Spirit, gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of teaching and pastoring, and whatever we need, O God, you will help us and you will provide for us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name, Lord, be glorified. Anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the worship, anoint the giving. Anoint also your message, and take this recording and bring it to your people who are in need of your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand and hear your presence. Yes, O God, hear our prayers and lead us and guide us.
Yeah.
Yes, O God. Continue to hear our prayers, our petition, our struggles that we are passing through, the problems of our brothers and sisters who are having struggles. Unite, O God. Hear our prayers. Accept our petition. O Lord, we trust that you will do something to help us, to help them, to heal, to open doors, to help them to overcome and do the work that's needed. Lord, as we continue to stand up for you, Lord, uphold us with your grace, provide for us, protect us, so that we'll go on and serve you and bring your word to the people around us, even to the next generation. We thank you, bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. In Christ alone, as we enter the most holy place now, trusting God with all our struggles, our problems, our hardship, our frustrations and disappointments. Let us trust Him that when He will come, He will take us. Life and things in life are just means, but that's not the way. We may lose things, but our hope not on the material things or the things that we have or loss or gain, but our hope is in Christ alone. Let us fix our eyes today on Him.
will to mold us
as our hope and our trust only on you. We ask you to help us, for you are the source of our strength, the source of our healing, the source of our hope. Lead us and guide us into the center of your will. We bless you, magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Thank you, Lord, for all that you provide for us, for the salaries, the jobs, and the incomes. Thank you for all the brethren who had faith in you to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, O God. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke the devourer in their life. And I pray for those who are withholding their tithes. O God, you teach them, you discipline them, O God, that they are just losing the blessing that you had ordained for them. I pray for them to repent fully and come back to you, O God, and to put their trust and hope in you, Lord. I pray for those who had jobs, protect their jobs. I pray for those their job is in danger. Protect it, O God, and make a way for them to regain back their jobs and incomes in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for those who have no job, provide for them. Open for them ways to get a job and income in the name of Jesus. We pray for this amount of money to multiply it. Use it, O God, according to your will, and to be spent wisely according to your plan. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll continue today, Ruth chapter 3, and we read the story that the plan of God that he revealed to Naomi about Ruth to marry Boaz, her master that she was working in his field. And the mother-in-law explained to her what she needed to do. And we also say that we cannot use this pattern in a literal way. Because even at that time, that was not the way that marriage to be arranged. But that was the Holy Spirit spoke to that woman, how Ruth will approach Boaz about her marriage. We know because he was a kinsman redeemer, and he can buy the land so the inheritance will not go outside, and he can marry the widow. And the most important is, we need to listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks to us and follow the instructions. In verse 6, after she had told her everything, we read, and she went down, that is Ruth, and she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. You know, Ruth was obedient and she did everything. She went to the place, the floor that where he was working, Boaz, and she did exactly what her mother-in-law told her. You know, when you read this statement, you think, you know, it is simple, you know, it's very easy to do what she told her. Yeah, it is very easy, you know, but to tell you the truth, many people, when they hear the easy instruction, and when you tell them what they need to do, they will say, yes, yes. And many, they have told me, yes, yes. And but in reality, when they go and do what you ask them to do, you will find them, they have changed the instruction, they have edited your instruction. They did something, the outcome of it is opposite or antagonize the instruction that they had received. And that's why problem is unsolved and it becomes more complicated. So be obedient to the instruction that you receive, so that God's blessing and God's plan will be flow in your life. And verse 7, and when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. Now, Boaz was working in the field and he was also living there. What is his life composed of? His life composed of working, eating, drinking, and sleeping. He was enjoying his work, he was enjoying his food, his drink, and he was enjoying his sleep. How about the TV? How about his Facebook? And how about the friends? And how about YouTube? We can read there's nothing after he finished his work, after he ate, he went to sleep. That is how life was enjoyable, and even today. Let us enjoy these simple things that we have, work, food, drink, and sleep. So, let's go on in verse 7. He went and lay down at the end of the heap of corn. That was his bed was there. And let's read what she did. And she came softly because she was watching where he's going to sleep, so that she will be able to follow the instruction that her mother spoke to her. And how she came? She came softly. Yeah, she came harshly or rudely, or she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. Now, let us check our attitude. Are we doing the instruction softly or harshly? Make a difference or no? Make a difference. She came softly. It means that she's not going to disturb the man. You know, the instruction of Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4 speak about woman. Speak about woman, how they will present themselves to the men, how they will show their beauty, not by makeup. Whose adornment, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Possibly, maybe that Naomi told her to do this so that the man will recognize and can see the meek and the quiet spirit that Ruth she had. Maybe that's one of the reasons. But we don't know exactly why the Lord had made it in this way. So she came gently, softly, not to disturb, and cover his feet. She chose the feet because that's what her mother taught her. And there is a purpose of that. And laid her down. She lay down there. Do you think that she was sleeping when she lay down? Was she sleeping? Let's read verse 8. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. Now, He wake up at there at the midnight. Possibly he was sleeping earlier. They sleep early. They don't have the disturbance that we have today, the media. So he had a good sleep, and at midnight he was hit by her body, or he was moved, and that he was afraid, the man was afraid, because he touched something, and he should not expect that there's a human there, and turn himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. So she was there at that position, somebody was at his feet. So he was afraid, because it is not expected that a man or a human to be there except him. And now he recognized there is a woman there. Now here the question: was she sleeping or she was awake? And he said, "Who are thou?" So and she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid." So what do you think, that she was awake or she was sleeping? She was awake. Yeah, she was awake. She was sent to approach the man for a certain purpose. She was preparing herself. Now, whom we are waiting now this time to come to take us? We are coming, we are waiting for our Kisman Redeemer. Who's our Kisman Redeemer? Christ. He's our Redeemer. Now, Ruth was waiting for Boaz to wake up, and that he will ask her, so she will tell him what for she's there. She was preparing herself. She was in the right attitude or wrong attitude? Right attitude. Where she was staying? She was staying at his feet. There's a message beside it that I am your servant, and I will continue to be a loyal to you as I am loyal to you in the field. There is a message beside that. The same here, when we are waiting for Christ, we are at his feet or sitting on his head. We are sitting on his head. To sit on his feet is to obey him. To sit on his head, to dictate on him. That is a very important attitude as we are waiting for Christ to come and take us. We need to be at his feet. We need to be ready and prepared. How she make herself prepared? She wash herself. She took a bath. What kind of bath we need to take? Leaning from sin, using God's word, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We need to prepare ourselves for his coming. He asked her, "Who are you?" But she told him, she was ready to answer that question. And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid." She told him who is she. And that is show that she is a humble person. And she told him, "Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." So the purpose of her to go there and to be beside him, to lay beside his feet, was to endorse to him the message, the word of God that ordained for her and for him to this one, to redeem her, to buy the land, and to marry her, because that is the scriptures. And you know, when she did like this, Boaz sure was aware that she was sent by Naomi, right? Because according to her background, she will not be able to grasp or understand these things. But sure, her mother-in-law was behind her and was the one who had sent her to him. Let us read his response in verse 10. What he answered and said. And he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." Now he said to her, he started to praise God. And his praise to God and his thankfulness to God was expressed when he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord." He said that you are blessed by God, and God blessed me because he brought such a kind of woman beside me. So he was grateful to God that God chose him such a woman to be his wife. And he called her my daughter. Why he called her my daughter? Because there was an age difference between them. For thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. He praised her for the kindness that she had shown. She had shown kindness to her husband. She had shown kindness to her mother-in-law. And now she has shown kindness to Boaz because she was willing to marry him, even he is old and she is young. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich, he thanks God for her life because Ruth was not a girl who was choosing young men and choosing rich people. Her desire was to be living in the center of God's will. Now are you striving to live your life in the center of God's will or no? We get the point here? Every one of us should strive to live his life in the center of God's will. There are a lot of temptation around us. Young, strong, rich, famous. What we are going to choose today? Are we truly our hope in Christ? Or we are choosing people looking for something special to be offered to us or to get it? That's here the point. Why he praised God for her? That's the quality of Ruth. Ruth, she did not choose young people or rich people or poor. She did not differentiate. But her purpose was to live her life to be in center of the will of God. In verse 11, "And now, my daughter, fear not." He assured her, and he's telling her, you know, the word fear not today, I want to say it to those who set their heart to be in the center of God's will. I want to say it to myself also, fear not. Because I desire to live my life in the center of the will of God. Fear not, my brothers, fear not, my sisters. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. He assured her, fear not, and he promised her that I will do to thee all what you have required of me. Not only because I am the Kismet Redeemer and I need to do it, for all, but there's another reason. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. The more now I want to do this, because you are a virtuous woman, and not only a virtuous woman, everyone in the city know you are a virtuous woman. How everyone in the city, he knows that Ruth was a virtuous woman. How that took place? That took place because When Noemi came back, we can read Ruth chapter 1 and verse 19. When Noemi came back, everyone in the city came to know that Noemi came back. You see that? So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Noemi? So here, everyone in the city was moved about them. They don't know Ruth, but they know Noemi. And they come to know Ruth because of their knowledge of Noemi and what had happened to her. And they know that this woman, Ruth, came back with her. She decided to follow God, and she decided to leave her father and mother, and she decided to leave her native land in order that she will obey and to apply the will of God in her life. And everyone know that she was a virtuous woman. She was not after riches. She was not after beauty. She was not after fame. She was not after advantages. You see here the quality, you know, when we sung, in Christ alone I place my trust. You know, if we have put our trust, now some, all of you should will say that, oh, I don't put my trust on riches. But if you are looking for riches, if you are looking for age factors, if you are looking for fame, if you are looking for good places, now your trust is not on Christ. Have you get the point? Let us be honest. Let us be honest. Let us be pure. Let us be transparent before God. So you know, because sometimes we're putting ourselves into heartaches unnecessarily. And God wants to free us from bondages. Let's all stand in His presence. As we have received the portion that God wants to give us today from the story of Ruth, let us examine ourselves. Go through the message. Are you obedient to the whole commands, the instructions? Or you are editing the instructions, doing what you like, oppose what you don't like, edit other part of it. Be honest. You are asked to go to the feet, you go to the head. Doing things, nonsense, naughtiness. What is in your heart? What is in your mind? Are you watching and careful to follow Christ? Are you aware that Christ will come and He wants us to be ready, cleanse, prepare? How to prepare? Cleanse from sin, take a bath by the Word of God. The blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is there. Are we anointing ourselves with the Holy Ghost or perfume and naughtiness and lies? Let us repent. Yes, O God, thank you for your word to us. Are you trusting medicine? Are you trusting people? Are you trusting money? Or are you trusting God alone? Let us come to God in repentance. Let us hear Him so that He will lead us. He will take us to be in the center of His will. Don't be afraid. I'm speaking now to those who are worried. Don't be afraid. If you are following Christ, fear not, my daughter and my son. Fear not. Continue to put your trust on Christ alone. Material things may go away, but as you continue to trust on Him, God is there in your life. He will bless you and He will reward you.
I play my drum.
alone I place my trust with full confidence, even as the families, as Church of God, as workers in your vineyard. We continue to put our trust in you, O God. You are the source of our hope and strength, healing, provision, guidance, protection. Thank you, God, for your word. Take it and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.